Hey everyone, ready to get those brain muscles working? Today we're diving into something that's got everyone talking, AI and the future of fitness.
Yeah, AI fitness is definitely having a moment.
For this deep dive, we've got a whole bunch of YouTube videos from some real fitness tech experts, some articles on how AI is impacting all those fitness apps we use.
Oh, yeah.
And even one that gets into how AI can create personalized fitness programs using your DNA.
I know, it's pretty wild.
So buckle up. But before we get too deep, what do you say we set the stage a bit?
Sounds good.
Like, what's AI actually doing for our workouts and nutrition and that whole wellness thing everyone keeps talking about?
Well, first, I think it's important to realize that this isn't just hype, you know? AI is really changing how we work out, what we eat, even how we think about wellness.
Right, it's not some far-off thing that's happening now.
Exactly, and to understand its potential, you have to grasp the scale of it all.
Okay, I'm listening.
McKinsey, there are no slouches when it comes to analysis. They estimate the wellness market is worth over $1.5 trillion. And AI is poised to personalize and optimize pretty much that entire landscape.
That's massive. But you know what really gets me excited?
What's that?
The whole personalization thing. No more generic plans. We're talking about fitness advice tailored to you.
Right.
Like, imagine a workout designed just for your body. And it even adjusts in real time as you go.
Yeah, that's the real game changer.
It's wild. But how is that even possible?
Well, one example is this platform called Go High Level Matt Lamborn, that fitness tech guy. He did a YouTube video about it.
Oh, yeah. I think I saw that one.
It uses AI to help personal trainers. But get this, it can also generate custom meal plans. So you're not just getting a workout, you're getting a whole system tailored to you.
Okay, that makes sense. But let's talk about that DNA thing, because that's just mind-blowing.
Oh, yeah, that's next level.
There's this app, Alter.me, and it actually looks at your genes to figure out the best workouts and nutrition for you.
Right. It's looking for specific genes that influence things like your metabolism, the type of muscle fibers you have, even if you're prone to certain injuries.
So it's not just saying, oh, you have fast twitch muscle fibers, do more sprints.
Right. It's way more nuanced than that.
It's about understanding how those genes actually interact with everything else going on in your body.
Exactly. It's like having a trainer who knows your body on a microscopic level.
And this isn't just happening in labs. We can experience this AI-powered personalization right now with the apps on our phones and the wearables we use.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? It's not just counting steps anymore. You've got smart rings tracking your sleep, how active you are.
Smart socks and insoles analyzing your running form to help you avoid injury. Even smart eyewear that gives cyclists real-time data about their surroundings and performance.
We're swimming in data, and AI is the lifeguard who makes sense of it all.
That's a great analogy.
Speaking of data, the W8 strap really caught my eye.
Yeah, it's a popular one.
It focuses on heart rate variability, or HRV, which is basically how much the time between your heartbeats varies. But how does that translate into fitness advice?
So HRV is a really powerful metric. It reflects your stress levels, how well you're recovering, all sorts of things. Coach Brian from that Breakaway B YouTube channel, he talked about how HRV data helped him avoid overtraining.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
He's pushing hard, but his HRV was saying, dude, chill. It's like having a digital early warning system for your body.
So even the pros need AI to keep them in check sometimes.
Yeah.
I love it. But it seems like AI's impact goes beyond just tracking workouts and telling you to rest.
Definitely.
It's about creating a bigger, more holistic picture of wellness.
Absolutely. The Health and Fitness Association, they had this great article about how AI is pushing fitness apps beyond just logging what you did to actually giving you real-time guidance.
Oh, like what?
Imagine you're on the treadmill and the app's like, hey, bump the incline up a notch, you got this. Then after you're done, it suggests ways to recover based on how hard you worked.
That would be cool. But wait, there's more. I read that even meditation apps like Headspace are using AI to tailor the content to you.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's like having a meditation guru in your pocket, but way less incense.
And the customization doesn't stop there.
Yeah.
Chris Nasara, a data scientist, he was quoted in that Health and Fitness Association piece saying, AI apps can learn whether you respond to tough love or encouragement and change how they talk to you based on that.
Really?
It's like having a workout buddy who really gets you.
Okay, color me impressed. But I gotta be honest, with all these apps and gadgets, it's easy to feel overwhelmed.
I can see that.
Where do you even begin with AI fitness?
That's fair. The AI fitness world is exploding.
Yeah.
Maybe it helps to break it down into categories. First, you've got your basic tracking apps like MyFitnessPal or Chronometer Pro.
Right. Those are good for just getting a handle on your habit.
Exactly. Then you've got apps focused on personalized training programs like AppFit Genie Macro Factor, even Evolution Nutrition. They use AI to create workouts that adapt to your fitness level and goals.
So no more generic routines. It's all about what works best for you. This is getting good.
And if you want to go even deeper, there are apps for metabolic analysis like Lumen and Metabolic Living Pro Coach.
What do those do?
They help you understand how your body processes food and energy, which can be a game changer for some people.
Okay, so we've got tracking, personalized training, and metabolic analysis.
Mm.
But what about the coaching aspect?
Yeah.
Can AI really replace a human trainer?
That's a big question, and honestly, one we'll dive into more later.
Okay, fair enough.
But for now, let's just say that AI coaching platforms are becoming increasingly sophisticated. We're talking real-time feedback form, correction, even motivational support.
It's like having a virtual trainer in your pocket.
Exactly. Uh-huh. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. There's so much more to explore.
Well, before we get ahead of ourselves, let's take a quick pause. When we come back, we'll explore these AI coaching platforms in more detail and see if they live up to the hype. Stay tuned. All right, we're back and ready to unpack these AI coaching platforms. Is it really like having a personal trainer in your pocket? I'm a little skeptical.
Yeah, well, some of these platforms are getting pretty close. One that really impressed me is Asensei.ai.
Asensei.ai.
They're using 3D motion capture tech, you know, like what they use in Hollywood for special effects.
Oh, wow.
To analyze your workout form in real time.
Wait, so this app is watching my every move. Is it going to judge my squats?
Uh-huh. It's not about judging. It's more about helping you get the most out of your workout and avoid those cringe-worthy form fails that can lead to injuries. Asensei gives you instant feedback on your technique so you can make adjustments as you go.
So it's like having a virtual spotter who also happens to be a biomechanics expert.
Yeah, exactly.
Sign me up.
Yeah.
But what if I'm less about form and more about, you know, geeking out on the data? Are there apps for that?
Oh, absolutely. If you're a data junkie, you got to check out Kemptai.
Kemptai.
They're all about fitness analytics and motion tracking. Think deep dives into your performance data, finding those hidden patterns that can help you take your training to the next level.
So it's not just about telling me to squat lower or run faster.
Right. It's much more in depth than that.
It's about giving me the insights to understand why my form might be off or where I'm losing efficiency. That's pretty cool.
Exactly. Kemptai can analyze things like power output, range of motion, even the symmetry of your movements. It's about finding those tiny tweaks that can make a big difference in your overall performance.
Okay. I'm seeing how AI can level up our physical game.
Yeah.
But what about the mental side of fitness? We talked about apps like Headspace, personalizing meditation, mm-hmm. but are there AI tools that help with, say, stress management or even just finding the motivation to work out?
Yeah, that's a great point. Mental wellness is a huge part of the fitness equation, and AI is starting to make inroads there as well. Remember the WOOP strap we talked about earlier?
Uh-huh.
It's known for tracking HRV, but it also provides insights into your sleep quality, which is crucial for both physical and mental recovery.
Right, because who hasn't had a workout totally sabotaged by a bad night's sleep?
I know, I have. And bad sleep can have a domino effect on your whole day, you know, from your mood and energy levels to your focus and decision-making.
Yeah, for sure.
The Whoop app uses AI to analyze your sleep patterns and suggest ways to improve your sleep hygiene.
So it's not just about telling you that you tossed and turned all night.
Right.
It's about giving you actionable advice to actually sleep better. I like it.
And it's not just W. A lot of fitness trackers now include features like guided breathing exercises and mindfulness prompts. They're starting to recognize that mental wellness is just as important as crushing it in the gym.
I love that we're finally looking at fitness holistically, mind, body, the whole package.
Yeah.
But let's shift gears for a second. What about those of us who are just starting out on our fitness journey? Can AI be helpful for beginners too?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, AI might be even more beneficial for beginners.
How so?
Well, think about it. They're the ones who need the most guidance and support. A personalized plan that takes into account their current fitness level goals and any limitations they might have is incredibly valuable.
So instead of blindly following some random workout video online.
Right, which can be dangerous.
A beginner could have an AI-powered app create a plan that's safe, effective, and tailored to their specific needs.
Exactly. And many of these apps go even further by providing modifications for exercises, demonstrating proper form, and even offering encouragement along the way. It's like having a virtual coach who's always there to cheer you on.
That's so reassuring, especially for someone who might feel intimidated or overwhelmed by the whole gym scene.
Mm-hmm.
But what about those of us who are already pretty experienced with working out? Can AI still offer something valuable to seasoned fitness enthusiasts?
Definitely. Even if you're a gym rat, AI can help you optimize your training and break through those plateaus.
I'm not sure I'm convinced.
Think about it. You might be pushing yourself hard, but are you training smart? Are you recovering properly? Are you focusing on the right areas to improve your performance?
Okay, I see what you mean.
AI can analyze your workout data, track your progress over time, and identify patterns that you might not even be aware of. It can help you fine-tune your training, avoid overtraining, and maximize your results.
Okay, starting to see the appeal here. AI can be a valuable tool for everyone, from newbies to seasoned athletes. But I'm wondering about those of us who have specific dietary needs or preferences. Can AI help with that too?
Absolutely. Personalized nutrition is another area where AI is making huge strides. We talked about apps like MyFitnessPal and Chronometer Pro, which are great for tracking calories and macros.
Yeah, they're pretty basic though.
But AI-powered nutrition platforms are taking things to a whole new level.
Okay, I'm intrigued. What makes these AI nutrition apps so special?
Well, instead of just logging your food and hoping for the best, these apps use AI to analyze your dietary habits, track your progress towards your goals, and even suggest meal plans or recipes that are tailored to your specific needs and preferences.
So if I'm trying to lose weight, gain muscle, or just eat healthier overall, AI can help me create a nutrition plan that's actually sustainable and, enjoyable.
Exactly. These apps take the guesswork out of nutrition, giving you personalized recommendations and even helping you stay accountable to your goals. It's like having a virtual nutritionist in your pocket.
I'm all for anything that makes healthy eating easier and more delicious. But I'm wondering about those of us who have food allergies or intolerances. Can AI handle those complexities?
Absolutely. Many AI nutrition apps are designed with dietary restrictions in mind. You can input your allergies or preferences, and the app will filter out recipes or food suggestions that contain those ingredients. It's incredibly helpful for people who have to be really careful about what they eat.
That's a game changer for anyone who's ever felt limited by their dietary needs. It's like having a personal chef who understands exactly what you can and can't eat and still makes delicious food.
That's a great way to put it. And some of these apps go even further by analyzing the nutritional content of your meals and providing feedback on how to balance your macros and micros. It's pretty incredible.
Right, I'm officially on board with the AI fitness revolution, but I also know that AI is still a relatively new technology, and there are bound to be some challenges and limitations. What are some things we should be thinking about as we embrace this new world of AI-powered fitness?
That's a really important question. While AI has enormous potential in fitness, we have to be realistic about the challenges. I think one of the biggest ones is finding the right balance between relying on technology and listening to our own bodies.
Yeah, it's easy to get caught up in all the data and the fancy algorithms and forget that our bodies are incredibly complex and intelligent systems.
Exactly.
We still need to pay attention to how we feel, respect our limits, and seek professional guidance when needed.
Absolutely. AI can provide amazing insights and guidance, but it's ultimately up to us to make informed decisions about our health and fitness. It's about using AI as a tool to enhance our own knowledge and intuition, not blindly following its recommendations.
Makes sense. What about other potential challenges? Anything else we should be keeping an eye on?
Data privacy is another big one. As we share more and more personal information with these AI platforms, it's crucial to choose companies that prioritize data security and transparency. We need to be mindful of who has access to our data and how it's being used.
Yeah, it's not something to take lightly. Our health data is incredibly sensitive and deserves to be protected.
Absolutely. But even with these challenges, I'm incredibly excited about the future of AI in fitness. I believe it has the power to make personalized fitness guidance more accessible, affordable, and effective than ever before.
It's an exciting time to be a fitness enthusiast. But before we get too carried away, let's take a quick break and come back to explore one of the most fascinating aspects of AI fitness personalized workout programs. We'll dive into the science behind these programs and see how they're revolutionizing the way we train. Don't go anywhere. We're back, and you know what we're talking about. AI-powered personalized workout programs.
Yeah, like something out of a sci-fi movie, but they're actually happening right now.
Okay, it sounds amazing in theory, but how does it actually work? Is it just a bunch of algorithms crunching numbers, or is there real science behind these programs?
It's actually a combination of both. The programs start by gathering a ton of data about you, your age, weight, fitness level, goals, even your preferred types of exercise. Some even analyze your DNA to understand your genetic predispositions.
Okay, so that's the data part.
Yeah.
But how does AI actually use that information to create a personalized workout plan?
Well, that's where the science comes in. AI takes all that data and runs it through sophisticated algorithms based on exercise, physiology, biomechanics, even nutritional principles.
Wow.
The result is a workout plan that's specifically designed to help you achieve your goals safely and effectively.
So it's not just about randomly assigning exercises.
Right.
It's about creating a program that's both effective and safe for your individual body.
Exactly. These AI-powered programs consider things like muscle imbalances, injury history, and even your recovery time to make sure you're training in a way that's sustainable and helps you avoid setbacks.
That's a huge relief because I've definitely had those moments where I pushed myself too hard and ended up sidelined with an injury. But how do these programs actually adapt as you get stronger or if your goals change? Do you have to manually adjust everything?
That's the beauty of AI. It's constantly learning and adjusting based on your feedback and progress.
So it's not like a static plan you get on day one?
Nope, not at all. Many of these programs use wearable technology to track your heart rate exertion levels, even your sleep patterns. If you're consistently crushing your workouts, the program might increase the intensity or introduce new challenges.
Okay.
But if it senses you're struggling or not recovering properly, it might suggest modifications or rest days.
It's like having a personal trainer who's constantly monitoring your progress and tweaking the plan as needed.
Yeah, exactly.
But even better, because AI can process vast amounts of data, can often spot patterns or make connections that we humans might miss.
Absolutely. For instance, it might notice that you tend to perform better on certain days of the week or that your energy levels dip after eating certain foods. Then it can adjust your workout schedule or nutrition plan accordingly.
It's like AI is becoming a fitness detective, uncovering those hidden insights that can make all the difference. And the best part is that these AI-powered workout programs are becoming increasingly accessible. You don't need to hire an expensive personal trainer or join a fancy gym to experience the benefits.
That's right. There are tons of affordable apps and online platforms that offer personalized workout plans, making this technology available to a wider audience.
This is all incredibly exciting, but I have to ask about the potential downsides. Are there any risks or limitations we should be aware of as AI becomes more integrated into our fitness routines?
Of course. As with any new technology, it's important to be mindful of the potential challenges. One risk is over-reliance. AI can provide incredible insights and guidance, but it's still just a tool. We need to listen to our bodies, use common sense, and seek professional advice when needed.
So it's about finding that balance between embracing technology and maintaining our own intuition and self-awareness.
Precisely. We shouldn't blindly follow AI's recommendations without questioning or understanding the rationale behind them. And we definitely shouldn't ignore our body's signals or push ourselves beyond our limits just because an app tells us to.
That's a great point. It's so easy to get caught up in the excitement of new technology and forget that our bodies are complex systems with their own unique needs and limitations.
Absolutely. And another potential challenge is the risk of data privacy breaches. As we share more personal information with these AI-powered fitness platforms, it's crucial to choose companies that prioritize data security and transparency.
Our health data is incredibly valuable and deserves to be protected.
I agree. We should be thoughtful about who we trust with our data and how it's being used.
Well, this has been an amazing deep dive into the world of AI and fitness.
It really has.
It's clear that this technology has the power to completely change how we approach our health and well-being. What do you think?
I totally agree. And I think as AI continues to evolve, we'll see even more incredible innovations that we can't even imagine right now.
It's definitely an exciting time to be a fitness enthusiast. I want to leave everyone with one final thought to consider. As AI becomes more and more a part of our fitness routines, what role will human connection and community play in our journey to health and well-being?
That's a great question. Something to think about for sure.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into AI and the future of fitness.
Yeah, thanks everyone. Until next time, stay curious, stay active, and keep exploring the amazing possibilities of AI and fitness.